to clear up one basic problem we have, and that's the problem of terminology. Anatomists use particular terms to discuss and describe the human body in a very accurate and precise way. And some of these terms are familiar to everybody, but some of them are a little less familiar, so it wouldn't be a bad idea to go ahead and review some of these terms before we proceed. Some of the initial terms we want to use are ventral and dorsal, and all of us probably are familiar with these terms. The dorsal part of the body is the back of the body, and if you've ever watched a nature show and say that the fish has a dorsal fin, then you realize the dorsal surface of the body is in the back. The front of the body is called the ventral surface of the body, and that refers to your tummy or your face or the anterior parts of your legs. So these terms might be somewhat familiar, but additional terms are a little less familiar to everybody. Now, for example, the midline of your body, the central portion of it, is called the axis of the body, and the skeleton that forms this axis is, of course, called the axial skeleton. Now, some portions of the body are relatively far away from the axis. For example, your shoulders are far away from the axis, and they're called lateral structures. They're in the lateral portions of your body. On the other hand, some structures are a little more close to the axis. For example, the collarbone of the body is closer, and that would be medial to the shoulder. So we have lateral structures and medial structures. Now, when we talk about the limbs, we have to also be precise about what they do. For example, when you bend your arm, so you move your hand closer to your face, that action is called flexing the arm. On the other hand, when you straighten your arm out and point to something, that action is called an extension of the arm. In addition, you can move your arm relative to the axis of your body. And let me give you an example. Let's say if you raise your arm from where your hand is positioned close to your leg and straighten it out and extend it and point to something far to your right, that movement of the arm is called an abduction of the arm because you're removing it from the midline of the body. On the other hand, when you straighten out your arm and move it back to your body, that movement is called an adduction of your arm. All of these types of terms are incorporated into the names of muscles in the body. So it's important for you to remember these terms so that we can describe what the muscles are like later on. There's a few other movements that are also useful to know. For example, you can position your entire body in space in two different ways. For example, if you throw yourself flat on the ground and lie with your back on a carpet, your spine is in contact with the carpet, and that position is called a supine position. On the other hand, if you roll over onto your tummy and put your tummy flat against the carpet, then that position is an opposite position called a prone position. And you can do this not only with your whole body, but you can move it and do it with the palm of your hand, for example. If you extend your hand outward and put your palm facing upwards toward the sky, that position is called a supine position of your hand. And if you turn your hand over and put it so the palm is face down, that's a prone position. And there are muscles called supinators and pronators that help you accomplish these movements. So this basically concludes what we